Leading the news, the federal government is pushing ahead with plans to lift foreign ownership restrictions on Qantas. It'll bring in legislation by the end of the week to repeal part of the Qantas Sale Act, but it faces an uphill battle in the Senate. Labor and the Greens oppose the move. The first witness at the Oscar Pistorius murder trial says she was woken by blood-curdling screams on the night the athlete's girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp died. The neighbour says she then heard four gunshots. Pistorius has pleaded not guilty to murdering Ms. Steenkamp 1 year ago. Russia has denied issuing an ultimatum to Ukrainian forces in Crimea. Ukraine says Russia's navy has given it just hours to surrender or Russia will launch a military attack. Russia has ignored demands by the West to withdraw and has in fact been tightening its grip on the region. An Australian employee of the security firm G4S claims local police did nothing to control last month's violence at the Manus Island Detention Centre. The employee says police allowed local staff to break into the facility armed with machetes, rocks, sticks and metal poles, and some of them even joined in the violence. And Australia's getting hotter, but it's also getting wetter. The latest State of the Climate report looks at how the nation's weather has changed over the past 2 years. The report says Australia's temperature has risen by almost 1 degree and average rainfall has increased over the last century.